Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a whole lot of mixed emotions. It's a whole lot of thoughts that I never thought I'd have to deal with as a priest, but it's the reality that we're heading into. My Irish grandparents were both buried from St. Thomas Aquinas. My father grew up at St. Thomas Aquinas, and my uncle, and you know, I have aunts and uncles who live right down the street. So I have a lot of family history there, and I'm just over 8 years, been the pastor there since I came back to South Buffalo 8 years ago. So we're I have to say I'm very impressed with the way the people of the parish are handling this news, and they're really showing it's just they're handling it in a classy way. It's sad. It's not something anyone would have wanted, but they're doing it in a way that's to respect the history. You know, in 2020, right before the pandemic started, we began a centennial year at St. Thomas Aquinas, and we had about 8 events planned for the whole year. We had the first event in February. Everything shut down in March of 2020. And unfortunately, we never really quite came back from the pandemic as far as people coming and donations. And, you know, the writing's been on the wall. We just didn't want to look at it. But there's wonderful people. There's wonderful history at St. Thomas Aquinas. And it's a beautiful church. But the people will carry St. Thomas Aquinas to wherever they go. You know, I have friends from parishes, other parts of South Buffalo, like John the Evangelist on Seneca Street, where my mother grew up. Every time I see people from St. John's, I think of St. John's. It's been closed for years, but I always associate them because in South Buffalo, I'm a South Buffalo native from St. Teresa's. You always say what church you're from, and then you say what street you're from. So people will always say I'm from St. Thomas Aquinas, and that's a beautiful way to keep the legacy alive. And for the people to stick together, you know, they look at each other and they see each other in the store, they're going to know who they are, where they're from, you know, hopefully they'll all run into each other at church in another church. That would be nice. We're doing what we can to help. I have a wonderful team of leaders at St. Thomas. My trustees are fantastic. Both have a long history there, and you know, It's a wonderful place, and it's a difficult day, but we want to do it. We want to do it up well, with respect and reverence, and we're focusing on the gratitude for what we've had all these years, 104 years.
How much of that's going to play into your homily and sermon on Sunday?
Well, I think I have to include in my homily the fact that my family has been in St. Thomas for about probably 75 of those 104 years. So, you know, my roots, some of my roots are there in the family history. And then, you know, being a South Buffalo native, you know, I walked by there 1,000 times when I was a kid. I lived on off Seneca Street, but I worked at Mercy Hospital and knew lots of people from there who were from St. Thomas Aquinas. You know, I went to Bishop Tyman High School. There were people from students there who were from there. So as much as there's boundaries between churches, there's a lot of overlapping information, relationships, friendships over the years, and even over Casanova Creek, which is a very hard thing for some people to cross in South Buffalo. But with a proper passport, they can get across the creek.
What's the plan for the St. Thomas Aquinas parishioners? You're merging with another church, is that correct?
Yes. St. Thomas Aquinas is merging with St. Teresa of Avila, which is my home parish, over on Seneca Street. So the ritual for the closing is you have a procession out at the end over to the church that you're merging with and bring the Blessed Sacrament with us. And then when we all arrive over at St. Teresa's, there'll be a little bit of prayer and a blessing of everyone there. And then there'll be a reception in the hall at St. Teresa's and more telling of stories and memories. that's the plan for Saturday. So originally they asked if you can do it between Sunday masses, but our Sunday schedule doesn't work in that way. So we scheduled it for 11:30 on Saturday, allowing for a morning funeral beforehand, because, you know, we have a lot of those in the church. And we wanted everybody who wanted to be able to come. So it's not a Sunday mass, and there'll be Catholics there who ask, does this count for Sunday? The answer will be no, but thanks for coming to our beautiful celebration. The process that came before this was not a sudden one. The conversations and the analysis of what we had and who we were and how many people we had and the resources of the parish, there was a lot of consultation over the last, say, year or two. Some of that happens, you know, in the administrative level with the trustees and the pastor and the finance people. You know, we had unfortunately discovered a little over a year ago that the boiler was greatly in need of repair, and then it stopped working. So that was kind of like a real turning point, because we realized we didn't have enough in savings. We scrambled to get to a little fundraising, made enough to repair, but certainly didn't have enough. You know, it's like over six figures to replace. It's the original boiler from 1949 or 1950. So that is a major, major job, and we simply do not have the resources to do it. We can't really ask the people, you know, a lot of older people in the parish, they're not in a position to make a huge donation to repair the boiler, unfortunately, you know. So there was consultation and lots of conversation, and, you know, nobody wanted to come to this conclusion, but I'm impressed with how the people are accepting it and working together as we go into the future of our local church in South Buffalo.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com